A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 13, verses 1 to 15. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power and that he had come from God, was returning to God, he rose from supper, took off his outer garments, took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will not have inheritance with me." Simon said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." When he had washed their feet and put his garment back on and reclined at table, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord. We are told in today's readings that Jesus had a sense that his hour had come. He knew that he was soon to pass from this world to the Father. Yet what's amazing is that in the midst of that tragic, painful knowing, he was still able to love so profoundly, to love his family, his friends, and even his enemies to the end. We are told that he loved them to the end, fully, all the way. He loved them so deeply, in fact, that he showed it through the gentle, humble and yet powerful gesture of washing the feet of his disciples on that last night. Jesus, teacher and master, suddenly becomes the lowly servant, the one who bends over to serve with humility and love. "Do you realize what I have done for you?" he asks. Maybe this is one of the questions that we might ponder on during these holy days. Do we realize what he has done for us? The incarnation itself is, in a sense, God's bending over to wash us and feed us and journey with us. God is like a mother who bends over to wash her child, to feed her child, saying, "Take this and eat it. Take this, all of you, and drink from it." Do we glimpse the unbelievable compassion and nonviolent love of Jesus on that last night of his life? He doesn't run from danger. He walks toward love. Yes, the Paschal Christ who walks toward love is the same one who said to us on the day of our baptism, "Come and follow me." What does it mean for us to walk toward love? What does it mean to follow Jesus as he walks toward love? I'm sure many of you know of the young Dutch Jewish woman, Etty Hillesum, who was gassed in the Auschwitz concentration camp in 1943. In one of her diary entries, Etty says the following, or writes down the following. She says, I now realize, God, how much you have given me. So much that was beautiful, and so much that was hard to bear. Yet whenever I showed myself ready to bear it, the hard was directly transformed into the beautiful. And the beautiful was sometimes much harder to bear, so overpowering did it seem. To think that one small human heart can experience so much, O God, so much suffering, and so much love. I'm so grateful to you, God, for having chosen my heart in these times to experience all the things that it has experienced. Could we not also say that God has chosen our hearts too, to set off to transform the world through love? Maybe in the smallest daily kind of things. Jesus, in these days, teaches us not to run from the danger and the difficulty. He teaches us, in fact, to walk toward love. And as he walks toward love in the final days of his life, he looks back to us, his disciples, and says, "Come and follow me."